You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Josh filling in for Dom one last day. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Well, and the listeners, too. Thanks for hanging out with us. It's really nice.
Them,
to
too.
Them, too. Yeah. A ton of great messages coming in today. So thank you so much, guys, for all the very, very kind words. I know the show is not the same when, you know, it's not me and Dom, but Josh is kicking butt.
You're trying, buddy.
You're doing really good.
Man.
A lot of people love hearing you right now. So,
and it's so kind. Yeah, seriously, the kind words, you guys. Thank you so much. Like, I cannot thank you guys enough for that. Seriously.
And don't forget, in just under an hour, it's another edition of Mix 100's Fun Money, where you get to qualify at 8:30 for a potential grab at $1,000 on Friday and 4 season passes to Elitch's, which is very, very cool. So that'll be coming up again at 8:30 here with ya boys. Obviously, Mindbender will be back tomorrow, so I do want to give some love to Safeway because Safeway sponsors the Mindbender. Shop Safeway's spring 4x points and earn up to 4x the points to redeem on gas and groceries when you participate participating items all throughout the store. You can clip that offer. In the Safeway app. We'll kind of catch you guys up a little bit on what's been going on in our lives and here at the radio station. If you don't follow Mix 100 Denver on Instagram, you should, because you saw some pictures of a new upcoming artist that came into the station yesterday. Josh, tell me about it.
Yeah, it was so much fun. We had Knox in yesterday, K-N-O-X, Knox. And he is a guy that went absolutely viral for the past couple years now with some different songs on the Tickety Talk. And, yeah, it's been unbelievable. He was so much fun yesterday. He sounded so good. He gave us a little, you know, a little bit of a private concert. He's got a concert going on tonight as well in Colorado. And he was so much fun, man. He stayed around, talked with us.
It's very neat.
And did some questions and answers with us. And there was something that I noticed that
You were here noticing it.
I was here, yeah. It was something that is not normally in the office. And there was a table stocked to the very edge with every kind of alcoholic beverage that you could think of, Jeremy. And
yeah,
I was like,
what?
What time is it here? And it was 2:30 in the afternoon.
It was 2:30. So here's the thing. I noticed it on our social media, on our Instagram page, and I'm thumbing through the pictures because I didn't make it back down, obviously, at 2 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon because I'm up at the butt crack of dawn. So I didn't come back in. But yeah, I saw everybody lined up to see this artist. It was fantastic. Great turnout. And there in the background is a table with what looked like one of our interns, maybe, manning the
table. She was the drink lady.
Again, you guys, an office at 2 in the afternoon, there was bottles of vodka.
On a Tuesday, mind you.
On a Tuesday, there was big buckets on the table like you'd see at like somebody's outdoor summer patio party filled with ice and beer.
Mm-hmm.
And hard seltzers, right?
You had options, man. You had
a lot
of options.
I'm just like squinting, looking at these pictures. I'm like, what is going on at work right now?
These guys and gals were getting their drink on, Jeremy. And it was fun. We were lighthearted, having fun, having a pizza party with the drinks.
Listen, I'm not complaining. I don't want anyone to get in trouble, obviously.
Hey, is our office better? Is our office better than everybody else's?
Our office is better than your office. It is pretty darn rad to see that, actually.
Yeah.
A little bar set up for, you know, a live performance. When we move to this new station, we have a huge new performance venue area. So that's why we're bringing in these artists, and we're going to do more of it. Obviously, since everybody can get their drink on at 2 in the afternoon.
I think it's going to be a daily thing now, actually.
I guarantee you our sales guy, Dan, was out there just stumbling around because I know he loves to partake in the hooch.
He was actually helping make the drinks. He was
making them for our boss. I bet he was.
He was making those drinks. And I think he made it a little strong for our boss out there.
There's a lot of people in this office that shouldn't be drinking at 2 in the afternoon. I will tell you that right now.
How about our engineer who needs to take care of everything?
What if the satellites go down?
It was so much fun, man. It was a good time. Everybody was having a good time.
That's
awesome. There was some booze involved.
That's very cool. So if you guys want to see the pictures, head on over to our station Instagram, Mix 100 Denver. You got to put in the Denver when you're looking that up. And while you're at it, follow everybody on social media. We got a Mix 100 Denver Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Josh, what's your Instagram?
It's @I'm Joshua Owen.
And then I'm at Shut Up Jeremy on Instagram, and I post a lot of goofy stuff on there.
You post some good stuff, man.
I post some funny stuff on there,
Makes me laugh.
Let me give you one quick other thing I want to talk about really quick, and then we'll play some TLC. I don't know if other parents can relate. We spent a majority of our afternoon yesterday on the computer. I say we. Nick Knack, my wife, spent a majority of the afternoon on the computer trying to sign the kids up for some summer classes because summer is on the way, and we are very adamant that we do not want the kids to sit on screens all summer long. They need to be outside. They need to be doing activities. And I think we spent something like $600 yesterday signing them up for, I think there was like a pottery class and drawing.
Oh, that's cool, though.
Gymnastics. I think Reed's going to do a weight training class
there
of some
go.
Sort.
That's
We've
awesome.
Got music lessons, so they've both got piano and stuff.
So this is keeping
summer.
You active, though. This is not just, you know, a summer math course or
it's
something like that.
It's brain stuff. It's definitely brain work for them. It gets them out of the house. And
that could even be I'm something to for look it. Forward to, though. Because, like, for me, Jeremy, back in my day, I did summer sports constantly. So I was always busy, whether it was, you know, football, baseball, hockey, whatever it was. I didn't really have the time to do classwork and stuff like that. So that is really cool. I didn't know that that was a thing, that you could do a pottery class or
Here's
something like
thing.
That.
Here's the thing. It's all through, like, the rec centers around us. And it's so funny because, like, they sent out an email that said at, like, noon yesterday – they were opening up the classes, and Nicole went on there at like 11:50, and there was a waiting line, and she said, luckily she was able to get everything, but she said by like 12:05, everything booked.
Oh my gosh.
Completely booked, because we were trying to sync up with other parents and like friends of friends.
Yeah.
And we were getting texts like, we couldn't get in, we couldn't do it.
Oh no, these are like tickets to get to a hot
artist
or something.
It's insane. It's insane how many people are out there wanting to shove their kids into stuff because they don't want them laying around. Nobody wants to be with their kids all summer. Yeah, but anyway, it was like $600, but I'm going to tell you right now, buddy, like, worth it.
Oh, absolutely.
I know you're not at that stage yet, but like, completely worth it to
spend
that
money.
Well, I got
siblings, I know. I didn't want to be around them either.
Yeah. So shout out to all the parents trying to shove their kids into camps this summer. It's difficult.